Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning, everybody.
God, nothing worse than letting somebody off the hook.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Roy G here with my man Bruce Hall today on another exciting NFL Sunday. And also, if your team's still in it, a very exciting baseball playoff Sunday.
All right, real quick, just to show everybody how old I am, George McGovern passed away this morning at the age of 90. Moment of silence. Okay, that's long enough. How many electoral votes did he get, Matt? He got a bunch. No, I am, but how many electoral votes did he get? 14.
14.
He ran against Richard Nixon, who was probably one of the biggest criminals in the history of the White House.
He was a dick.
Yeah, that was
his name. That was his name.
Tricky Dick. You know, that and probably several guys on the internet.
I love messing
years.
With you, Matt, just to see your reaction.
Matt doesn't
don't
even
can hey, say that.
Matt doesn't even like us to say the word damn. So I don't say damn very often.
He's gonna have a heart attack before the end of the show.
Anyway, hey, Chris Carpenter, just to get back to you, we're gonna have an interview today, and this kid deserves it. Brandon Crawford's one of my favorite baseball players in the major leagues. And, you know, the Giants, who, you know, I'm fairly close to, and who came from New York, by the way, from the Polo Grounds, before they moved to San Francisco, I want to say in 1958, because Willie Mays started out in New York, and then he ended up in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Boy, how good would Willie Mays have been in New York? Unbelievable. But they play game 6 tonight in San Francisco. Chris Carpenter, who's recently back from Tommy John surgery and all kinds of other physical problems, and seems to have righted the ship pretty much, goes against Ryan Vogelsong, who we've had on the show. And I'd play the Ryan Vogelsong interview, but you know what? We've already heard it. It was a great interview for our regular listeners. You know who I'm talking about. And he's going tonight for San Francisco. They win this game. You know, it comes down to one ball game to go to the World Series, and I may be on a flight to San Francisco very early tomorrow morning if that happens. I've stayed away because they won the other night without me. I almost got on a plane and went to St. Louis, and I just had too much stuff going on, and I decided not to go, and they won without me. So that worked out great. So I'm going to let them play without me today.
Yep.
If they win again today, I ain't going.
I want the Giants to win simply because I said it was going to happen in April. That's the only reason.
I said it was going to be the Nats in San Francisco in the finals.
You were close.
And I said it was the New York Yankees. Because I picked the Yankees to win by 15 games once upon a time and about 12 injuries
ago. We both had the Yankees winning the AL East big and the Baltimore Orioles at like 14 wins all season.
Yeah, well, I mean, and who ended up... Detroit.
Detroit
actually came back. Listen.
Which I had Detroit.
But you know what? Boy, they sure did wait long enough. They waited until the end of August to get serious, and look what happened. They needed a meltdown by the Yankees. And when you get swept in a series and you're the preseason favorite to win it all, that's what we call choking where I come from. But you know, really, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken caca. And basically, that's what happened to the Yankees.
Yeah.
They ended up looking like a bunch of they looked like the bottom of the rabbit cage in my house.
They were.
There's a lot of stuff down there I don't want to mess around with.
There were a lot of injuries that they had to overcome throughout the year. So to get where they were, it's impressive. But the fact that they're the New York Yankees, everyone expected them to be there. So one thing that Girardi, to me, he's got some serious kahunas for benching Alex Rodriguez through that whole series. I know he wasn't
hitting.
He's
trying to win.
But
you can't win with a guy that's making an out every time he steps to the plate and he can't play a position anymore, really?
But you gave him 25 at-bats that entire series. This is a guy that you still owe $118 million to. You got to give your best players a chance to win. Now,
Does that mean he did the right thing? He was in a terrible slump. But he wasn't the only one. He ended up sitting down. Swisher,
yeah,
who might be one of the best big game players all season. He had Swish. How many walk offs did he have? Like four.
Swish has a, I believe it's a 160 career postseason.
He's also a switch hitter, you know, and he's probably better in Yankee Stadium from the left side. So, but you know, it wasn't just that. Look at their pitching staff, Roy. They're decimated.
Yeah.
And guess who is going to see Dr. James Andrews tomorrow? CC Sabathia.
Yeah.
So their number one had elbow problems, mm-hmm. and if you remember, he sat out a start. I want to say it was 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And at that time, we talked about it a little bit. I said, you know, if they lose CeCe, they may not win any games in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
because I really couldn't see, you know, it was just really a nightmare season at the end.
Right.
And you know what? They'll be back.
But they had a lot to overcome. They did have a lot to overcome.
They lost their captain.
Yeah.
Four games in a row they lose. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, four games in a row. And listen, Derek Jeter.
First time they've been swept in 32 years.
Derek Jeter's going to get MVP votes. So, you know, what does that say
about? As he should.
What does that say about a 38-year-old guy
mm-hmm.
who can play short still? A lot of people think he's probably more of a third baseman now. Maybe
with the ridding of Alex Rodriguez to give him some room.
You know, let me tell you something. Mark Teixeira, because, you know, he's from Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were really mad at him in Baltimore for a long time because he didn't sign with the Orioles. He kind of used the Orioles to get more money out of the Yankees.
As an eBay bid.
And Tex is making $20 million a year, I think. I mean, right around it.
Yeah.
He's making big money. He's making a ton of money. Well, his big thing, Roy, was Gold Glove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's this phenomenal fielding first baseman. And you know what? I've seen him play first, and he is a very good first baseman.
He is.
But he's not anymore because the other night he misplayed a ball that high school kids, if they jab-stepped it, would have made the play on. His feet stuck to the ground on a two-hopper. He didn't jab-step, which he needed to do. He wasn't quick enough to charge it, which he probably should have done. And he gets caught in between. The ball goes off his glove and starts a big inning.
Well, when it rains, it pours, I guess. That's what they say, right? And it was definitely pouring on the Yankees this entire series.
You know, and what a tough place to lose, New York. I mean, you know, with no offense, I love New York. I love our shows in New York. But if you're great, if you play really well, you're going to be rewarded for it because the fans are the best.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them. I mean, but when you're not doing real well.
Well, there's a difference between not doing well, like, say, the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks were just bad.
Yeah,
but
they had about a month where they played okay.
And people still showed up to Knicks games when they were. I'm talking about when they were bad.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Were they on the Knicks? Yeah, but when you underachieve, that's when the New York fan base really gets on you. When you underachieve, when you don't reach the point that everyone thought you were going to get at, that's when that's what the Yankees. I mean, to a lot of people, that's what this Yankee team did. They didn't get to where everyone expected them to be, where they should have been.
Yeah.
So when you underachieve, that's one thing. When you're bad, like we saw the Knicks a couple of years ago, the fans they're not as hard on.
Nobody's happier right now than Joe Girardi. For the first time in generations, Roy, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. They gotta love me, the National Association of Realtors, because I give the longest 10-second spot in the history of 10-second spots. I also want to plug my buddy Eddie at Augie's Italian Family Restaurant. Go to augiesitalian.com. Order up some food for the NFL games today. Don't cook yourself. Go get some good pasta. Go get whatever you got.
Get some meatballs.
Yeah, you got to do it. Eddie, I miss you, man. I can't wait to get up there. I almost went to New York today. I thought about it. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. When we get back, we're going to go over a little college football real quick. Then we're going to get into a little baseball, a little more baseball. Then we're going to do the NFL like we do all the time. We'll be right back.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, #BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Yep. And we're back. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Here with my man Bruce, I'm Roy. We're going to go over some college football here in a little bit.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do before we do that, Roy. We're going to do this interview to Brandon Crawford. For you baseball fans out there, Brandon Crawford, I think he ended up hitting just over 250 this year. They finally gave him the spot at shortstop without bringing in three or four other guys, and he proved exactly the kind of guy he is. He's 6'2", 200 pounds. He doesn't even look that big when you see him out there, but he's an incredibly talented defensive player. He's got good speed, not great speed, but good speed. He's a left-handed hitter. He answers my tweets. I told Brandon, let me tell you, I'm a hitting coach. Everybody knows that. And I've known Boach since we were 10 years old, so he doesn't mind me talking hitting. And I told Brandon, as soon as he started leaving that curveball under his hands alone, that was a ball anyway, he'd raise his average 20 or 30 points, and his on-base average would go up 40 or 50. It did. And he's only 24, 25 years old. He's going to be around for a while. This is an interview, spring training, about a week before they broke with Brandon Crawford. You'll enjoy it. This is Bruce Hall in Scottsdale, Arizona, in the San Francisco Giant dugout before a game with the California Angels. Lucky enough to have Brandon Crawford, the starting shortstop for the Giants, agree to sit down and just share some thoughts with me. Brandon, it's great having you on the show.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
All right, great. Listen, you're out of UCLA. Did you sign after your third year or after your fourth year out there?
I was fourth rounder after my junior year.
Is that right? So you were eligible for the draft. You got drafted in the fourth round. First year, you were in rookie league and probably A-ball. Did you ever make your way through Augusta, Georgia?
I didn't. I went straight to San Jose my first full year.
So you bypassed low A-ball. That's pretty incredible. Plus, you're a California boy anyway, which helps too. Plus, you know, they needed a shortstop really badly, and you seemed to foot that bill. Then, yeah, did you end up, did you spend any time at all in Richmond, or were you in Connecticut in AA?
In 09, I went from San Jose to Connecticut kind of late May, and then I started in Richmond in 2010.
You were in Richmond 2 years ago, the year that they won everything with the series and everything, right?
Yeah, I was in Richmond when the Giants won the World Series.
Now let me ask you this. Well, that was your team. I mean, hey, listen, the thing I like about Richmond, it's an old Braves stadium. It's a great little ballpark, but they were the Flying Squirrels. I'll never forget when they first came out. It's a great ballpark now. Last year, I think that they made the playoffs and almost went, but they lost Eric Sirkamp kind of late and didn't do much in the playoffs, I don't think. But I think that was in an effort to try to strengthen the Giants' parent team. Now, you know, you go through Fresno, obviously, and you had a good year and a half there, and you were a little bit back and forth at first, right?
I actually started the year in San Jose. I broke my finger. I was supposed to go to Fresno. Broke my finger, went to San Jose to kind of rehab, and then I got called up, and then I went down to Fresno in August when we picked up Cabrera.
Now, which hand was it? Was it your right hand or your left hand that you broke?
It was my left index finger on a bunt in spring training.
Nice. And, you know, in bunting and spring training, get drilled like that. But listen, the thing I've noticed about you, last year you came up, you know, your first game, I remember a grand slam home run, is that correct?
That's right, my third at bat, yeah.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I watch every Giant home game back east. You know, even though our show is out of New York and even though I'm out of Northern Virginia, I'm still a big Giant fan everywhere Boach goes. I'm kind of a fan. But the thing that is that I've always liked the way you look at shortstop. You know, the thing that's amazing about you is on TV, you don't look that big. Then I stand up next to you, and you're like 3 inches taller than me. If a lot of people say, look, if Brandon can hit 250, 260, be consistent, have an OBA maybe in the 325 to 375 range, and play shortstop the way he can play, this is the shortstop the Giants need. Have you heard that?
I've heard that a lot, yeah. I mean, I'd like to hit 280, 290, 300, but, you know, defense has always been very important to me, and that's – That's how I play baseball.
Now let me ask you this: you lost Freddie Sanchez last year to a dislocated shoulder, which was terrible. I mean, not only for you playing shortstop and having a second baseman that you're used to out there. A lot of people, you know, Freddie's known as a pretty good hitter. He's really a major league professional hitter. Won a batting championship, I guess, when he was 23 years old in Pittsburgh. You know, Freddie doesn't have great speed, but he can rock the ball. He's known for his bat. He's a pretty damn consistent second baseman, and when you lose a guy like that, it hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we needed to find guys to fill in, and I mean, it's tough to replace somebody like Freddie. So.
Now, listen, there's three guys pretty much competing for that second base spot out here. You got Ryan Terrio, who got nailed by a pickoff throw yesterday, and his nose exploded, but he's okay, even though he looks like he's been in a Rocky movie. You've got one of my favorite players in the world is Mikey Fontenot. The guy's 5 foot nothing, weighs about 160 pounds, and he's hitting balls out in batting practice into the cabana out in right field. You know, he can play almost anywhere. No matter who they put there, you feel pretty comfortable with, you know, who your double play combo buddy is?
I do, yeah. I mean, second basemen aren't really too different. They, you know, you want the ball in the pretty much the same spot on a double play. Communication's easy. I mean, we all joke around with each other and all friends out there, so it's a pretty easy transition to whoever's playing.
Now, listen, I'm a coach, and I like to watch the intricacies of the game. You're pretty much the captain out at short, for example, when there's men on base, right? How do you let your second baseman know who's got the bag? I mean, don't give me the exact signal. Give me one that you're going to change. I mean, is that your call?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, for the most part, it depends on the hitter. It's not – like, oh, I want to take charge on this one, so I'm going to take it. It depends on the hitter, depends on the pitch. And then we give each other a little signal based on that.
Now, listen, you have meetings, obviously, and you know all this stuff in advance. And who is your infield coach for the Giants? Is it Ronnie, or is it Ron Wotus?
Yeah, Wotus is our main infield guy up here.
Right now, and he probably tells you this guy's going to go the other way, so you stay home. This guy's a dead pull hitter in a running count. You're going to have to cover the bag. Is that correct?
Yeah, he'll kind of give us a little directions from the dugout if we don't already know the scouting report on the guy before the game.
Now he'll also tell you when to come in on the grass because you got to throw somebody out, right?
Yeah, exactly. That comes from Boach, and then Boach tells Woe to tell us where to go.
All right, now I'm going to talk about the part you like to talk about, and I actually think you're a lot better hitter than maybe people have seen so far, because I've watched your swings. You know, you got a great swing. You stay inside. Every once in a while, you could probably shorten it up a little bit, but you hear that from Hensley, so you don't have to hear it from me. Tell me what you have to work on to be that guy that's the 350 OBA guy that is patient at the plate. What do you need to work on this year?
I mean, kind of just staying consistent with what I'm doing right now in spring training. Last year I was a little bit impatient at times, and I would swing at a pitch where maybe I'd get a better pitch later in the count and kind of work the counts a little bit better. And I'm doing that. I'm doing a pretty good job of that down here right now. Just taking the borderline pitches, even if it is a strike, and waiting for a better pitch later in the count.
Now, when you were younger and you played travel ball in the summertime, and because I'm sure you played travel ball, I don't know, did you ever play in the Cape?
I did. I played after my sophomore year of college.
Now, who did you play for up in the Cape Cod League?
The Orleans Cardinals.
And
they're the Redbirds or
yep.
Something now? Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. That's a pitcher's league because, you know, generally speaking, they get every guy that can throw 95-plus in that league, whether he's a freshman, sophomore, or a junior in college, and go there. How did you fare there, and did you like it up there?
You don't have to tell me it's a pitcher's league. I did not do very well out there. That was one of my worst summers, probably. So
is that right? I tell you what, the thing I like about you is you seem comfortable going the other way with a pitch. Listen, you know the guy. You know I'm a hitting coach, so I hate to even you know, but I'm asking you questions. I like to hear the answers to, okay? Because there's a lot of kids that'll be listening to my show. You know, we go out of Westchester County, New York, and well, from what we understand, a lot of kids listen to our show. So this is very important. The pitcher decides where you're going to hit the ball for the most part. Isn't that correct?
Depends on the count, I think, because last year, yeah, I would have told you definitely. But I mean, if I'm looking to pull the ball or something like that, I'm going to take the pitches away. If it gets to two strikes, yeah, the pitcher decides where you're going to hit it. If it's outside, you hit it away. If it's inside, you turn on it.
Hey, have you ever heard this saying? Because this is what I tell all my kids. If you're ever fooled with less than two strikes, take the damn pitch. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely don't change your swing if you are fooled. And if you're swinging, just keep swinging, because if you hit it, then at least you'll hit it hard. You don't want to slow your swing up on a slower pitch and then roll it over or ground out.
Right. Now, listen, I every once in a while during BP, I see a little pop in your swing. And, you know, it seems like guys like Mikey and guys like Huff and, Pablo, they go up there, and every once in a while, once they hit one out into right field in BP, it looks like they're having a little contest out there. How do you – generally, when you start batting practice and you get ready for a game, do you get loose first, kind of going oppo, and then kind of spread it out? Or does the batting practice pitcher – now, I saw Boach throwing today. So I'm not going to say that, you know, you have the most accurate batting pitcher in the world every time. But generally speaking, the guys that throw from 30 feet out there, they do a pretty good job, don't they?
Yeah, they keep it on the plate, no matter if it's outside or middle end or whatever. They keep it over the plate. And for the most part, yeah, the first two rounds I'll kind of try and stay inside the ball. I mean, even if it's in, I'll stay inside and try and hit it up the middle. And then later in the rounds, we'll kind of open it up and, right, and let it fly.
Now where's your hometown?
I'm from Pleasanton, California.
And that's in the Bay Area?
Bay Area, yeah.
So this is kind of big for you playing for the Giants, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I was a Giants fan growing up, so it's a dream come true pretty much.
Now, so you got to see a lot of different Giant teams. Now, I saw Will Clark picking it at first base today. He comes out here and passes out bubblegum to the fans almost every game. Do you get a chance to talk to Sean Dunston very often and talk to him about playing the position that he was an all-star at?
Sean's with us most of the year, so I definitely talk to him a lot. We joke around, and he says to not listen to him about playing shortstop, because he said I was better defensively. So just he said I'll listen to him about hitting every once in a while. He said not to listen to him about playing short, though.
You know what? That says a lot about the guy, because a lot of these guys, a lot of these older guys are pretty arrogant about, hey, you know, when I played, it was like this, and when I played, we didn't have concussions. Let me tell you something. Sean Dunston, I've spoken to him, too. He's a remarkable guy. I'm going to tell you one thing. If he told you not to listen to him about playing short, don't listen to him, okay? Hey, let me ask you a couple questions, and I'll let you go, because you got a ball game getting ready to start. Hey, we got California Angels here. Don't we need to beat them. They're a California team, right? So let me just ask you a couple of questions real quick. You go back for the Bay Series, right, with Oakland, which are basically exhibition games. Then you have to return here to Arizona for opening day. Between now and then, what exactly will you work on? And will you get some days off so you can kind of rest your body? Because, listen, this spring, a lot of people think it's a lot of fun down here. Mm-hmm. Trust me, hitters could probably do with 2 weeks of spring. It's all for the pitchers, basically the 5 weeks that you're down here. What will you specifically work on getting ready for this season?
Right now, just like I said earlier, just staying consistent and sticking with my approach that I have going right now, and basically just kind of get ready for the season and know that it's going to be kind of a grind here coming up. So.
Now, let me ask you another question, and then I'm going to call it off. Your diet's very important. You know, what you eat, nutrition's everything, because you are what you eat. Are you real careful about the kind of stuff you put into your body on game day before practice? Knowing you're in great shape, you probably weigh 205 pounds, you're 6'2", and you're probably 5% body fat, I'm guessing. I'm a high school wrestling coach, too, so it's easy for me to figure out. You know, the thing of it is that what exactly do you eat? When you first get up in the morning, you eat, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, when I get to the field, they have stuff for us. It's usually pretty good for you and good tasting. So they do a good job with our diet, and we have a nutritionist this year that's going to help out.
Listen, I want to thank you again for talking to me. It's been some good stuff we talked about, Brandon, and I want to wish you good luck in the coming season. And listen, 4th of July weekend, when you're going to be in D.C., you guys are going to be my guest at the best Chinese restaurant in the country. Okay, I want you to definitely, you'll be coming to that.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Well, that was Brandon Crawford, and that was at the end of March this year, 2012. Brandon not only, I want to say he started about 145 or 6 games. There were times early in the season when they used Joaquin Arias at shortstop against left-handed pitching, because Brandon struggled a little bit against left-handed pitchers. He's a little stronger against righties because he's a left-handed hitter. But it brought back some memories there. Mm-hmm. And he's hopefully he'll get 3 more hits tonight, and the Giants will get to game 7.
And that was the guy who he had 3 of the first three RBIs in the first three runs that set him into game six.
All right, we're going to be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Welcome to a new era of Fordham football. Join us for Family Weekend on Saturday, November 10th against the Leopards of Lafayette. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. at the legendary Jack Coffee Field. To order tickets, call 855-RAM-TIX or visit FordhamSports.com. Today's Fordham football trivia question is, who leads the Giants all-time in touchdown passes? Again, who leads the Giants in all-time touchdown passes? Call 914-693-5700 to answer the question. And win a family four-pack to see the Fordham football Rams play on November the 10th.
They've got a great kicker. I know that.
They do.
He's, I want to say he's 15 of 18, got like five outside of 50, just set a record with a 55-yard field goal. And I could have told you his name about a half hour ago, but I don't have it up on my screen anymore.
Yeah, we think Bruce is smitten with the kicker. He actually posted about it on Facebook.
I did. It's on my Facebook page. If you go to BruceHallSports.com or even just go to Bruce Hall. You know what? We found out that a lot of my sports posts go to my personal page, which is why I get hammered by, what do you call it when somebody does something on Facebook? A post.
Notification?
No. What is it called when you go over there and it's you click it?
Yeah, notification.
Anyway.
Right? Where you get the little number and
it's not called notification. It's called something else. But anyway.
It's called notification.
It's a. No. It's when, trust me, it's not.
Trust the guy who doesn't know how to log on to his Facebook. I should trust him.
All right. Let me tell you. I'll tell you exactly what it is.
All right. Please go.
You're such a weenie.
Please prove me right.
Welcome to Nerd Corner on WFAS.
What is it when you got all these things?
Notification, dude.
No, it's not notification. Oh my God. Let's get to college
football because you're starting
to make me angry.
Let's get into college football.
And when I get this simple little four-letter word that it's called.
Four-letter word?
Yeah, don't worry. It's not post, though. It's something else.
Like?
No, not like. I know like. You like it? Do you like it?
You're talking
me?
About when you go to. All right, we're gonna figure this out. So when you go into your Facebook, right?
All right, you know what? I'm going to my Facebook page, and I'm gonna tell you exactly. I'm on my Facebook page, people.
Right here. Me too.
And listen, go to my Facebook page. Oh God, I've got 10 people with birthdays today.
See that? See that number 15 right there? That's what you're talking about? Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but it's
that's called a notification.
No, it's called something else. When they go to it, it's
what does that say right there?
It's not the
read
post.
That word. Read
I
that.
I see that. It what, says what? Notifications.
All right. What, does that say? What are you? I mean, what more are you looking for?
Not messages.
No, because it's notifications.
And it's not friends. Oh, look at all these friends that want to be my friend.
Oh man,
Facebook's pretty cool, actually.
Especially when you get notifications.
Hey, you know what? If you go to my Facebook stuff, there's a lot of sports and a lot of dogs. That's about it. No women, no porn, none of that stuff. Mm-mm. I'm not into that stuff.
No.
Not on my
Matt
Facebook
is,
page.
If you want to get into porn, follow
yeah,
Matt.
Yeah, Matt, great. Yeah. That's wonderful. Mm. All right, read me off. Hey, let's go top 20 real quick. Give me the scores from yesterday. Let's get that over with. Mm-hmm. For you college football people out there, one play yesterday. That was all I released at 1-800-466-4748. One play, Alabama cover. Thank you very much.
Pretty good.
That was all there was out there. College has been a real weird thing this year.
Well, NFL has kind of been the
same. Well, NFL is, but I understand when the NFL is. College, I don't get because, you know, they're changing the whole way college football is played. It's not who has the best team anymore. It's how many points can you score? I like Alabama because they look like an NFL team. As a matter of fact, in the 32 teams in the NFL, I would say that Alabama could probably be the 27th or 8th best team.
Yeah, I mean, Alabama could beat the Browns. They could beat the Jaguars.
Well, I don't know about the Browns.
No, not
the Browns. The Jaguars for sure.
They could beat the Jaguars. They might even be able
to beat the Colts the way the Colts looked against the Jets. And on a good day, they might be able to beat the Jets. I would love to see Saban take Alabama to
New
York.
Beat the Dolphins. What if he beat the Dolphins?
What if? No, he would.
How mad?
He would never.
How
beat
mad would the Dolphins
dude,
be?
Dude, I got the Dolphins in the top 15. And if you go to my website, BruceHallSports.com. And by the way, if you're ever out and about and you're not, you know, in front of a radio, you can go online and listen to my website, BruceHallSports.com. You can also go to SportsManCave.com, and you can pick up our show from 10 to noon, but you can also pick it up after that because Matt records it, right, Matt? Puts it on the page. You might actually be somewhere else. Oh, my God, he's not doing it now?
He hasn't done it in like
a week.
I'm going to kill him,
my producer, Matt. You listen to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. Roy G's over here.
Yes, sir.
Roy G. Edwards. What's G stand for, Gregory?
Yeah.
Roy Gregory Edwards?
Edwards,
was
yeah.
that your dad's name, too?
No. My dad's name is Gregory, yeah.
It was Gregory Roy
Gregory
Edwards.
Allen. Gregory
oh, Gregory Allen. Allen. Mm-hmm.
My grandfather
your
was
Your grandpa's
Roy,
name was Roy.
Roy Delbert.
He was cool. Loved your grandpa. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
okay.
Alabama crushed.
Alabama, they beat up on Tennessee.
What did Oregon do?
44-13.
They play?
Oregon played. Yeah, they beat Arizona State 43-21.
You know what? Arizona State's a decent ball club, too. So that's pretty impressive.
Oregon, who's that? I have Oregon as the number two team, but
all right, number
BCS
three.
Has number three.
Let's get through this in a hurry. I don't want to spend too
Florida,
much time.
Florida, who is the number two team in the country, beat up on South Carolina.
In the second half. They didn't even do anything in the first half.
Yeah.
I want to say in the first half they had 23 yards. It was ridiculous. And then Steve Spurrier and those guys must have gone in and had some donuts. They must have gone inside, had donuts and ice cream because it came out and got the crap kicked out.
It was 44-11.
I have a lot of friends that are South Carolina alum. It was not a pretty sight.
Well, it was 21-6. It was 21-6 at the half.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Florida winning.
And then it was over.
Yeah. And then the number four team in the country, Kansas State, they beat.
Yeah, we don't even want to.
Yeah,
they beat your team. They crushed them.
17. The Notre Dame won 17-14 over BYU.
I think Kansas State might be number two in the country.
Kansas State's a very good team. Yes, and they have Colin Klein.
All right, who's number five?
And I don't want to talk anymore about
who's
Kansas
number
State.
Five.
Notre Dame. They beat BYU 17-14.
You know, BYU was ahead almost the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the end of that game.
LSU squeaked away, beating Texas A&M on a couple turnovers late.
That was a really. You know what? I don't even like watching LSU. Yeah. You have to be an LSU alum or fan to watch them.
They're not as good as everyone thought they were going to be.
Their defense is good.
They beat number 18, Texas A&M, 24-19.
They can run the football, LSU.
Oregon State, they won 21-7
Utes. That's an up-and-coming team,
They're
too.
Very good.
The Beavers. What a great name for a college football team.
Oklahoma beat up on 1-6 Kansas and your boy. Charlie.
This guy, you know what?
52-7.
The Sooners, I haven't looked at everybody's schedules yet, but you know what? The Sooners, he's not my boy. He's a
boy,
cheating
right?
dog is what he is. He's a former New England Patriot.
Chuck. We'll just call
coach.
Him Chuck.
He's a former. Everywhere he's, hey, here's something. Here's something. Do you think that he, now here's a question for you, because yeah. you've read the book.
I have.
Or at least you were supposed to have read the book. I read the book, thank you. Mm-hmm. And here's a question for you. We're talking about Spygate, the untold story.
Is the check in the mail?
Yeah.
The check's in the mail.
I keep plugging this guy.
Brian.
You know what?
Brian.
I've sent it to, hey, I sent that book to a friend of mine this week.
Yeah.
He's going to read it and send
it
back.
Book.
It's a great book. I'm going to order like 10 of them.
It's almost as good as Through My Eyes by Tim Tebow. Love that
Oh,
book.
God. I haven't even read that. I can't read
so
a Tebow book very
I'll give
long.
It to you. I'll give it to you. It's written like a third grader, but it's so
I'd
good.
Rather read the New York Jet playbook.
I just want to be the publisher for the book, Spygate, the Untold Story, because that guy's just sitting at home just like,
well, you know
I
what?
I was going to get you on a couple other radio shows. But
Bruce is hammering.
Matt Roy, he couldn't get anybody to publish his book because it was so controversial. So you got to buy them and send them to people. Then everybody reads them. Yeah. Then it'll get published by the biggest publisher
publish
in the
it.
Country.
I'd
just reprint it. You reprint it. It's cheaper.
I'll just copy and print.
No, all you need is
staple that thing.
Hey, all you need is his permission to reprint them. And you reprint them and you sell them yourself and you just give him a little piece of it.
I could sell them for $20 on my website.
Let me tell you.
Bruce can give them out for free.
Hey.
Let's see.
All right, keep going.
Go ahead, Bruce.
We're only going to do the top 10.
Number 10, USC beat Colorado 50-6.
Yeah, Matt. Yeah, Colorado, and with all due respect to a buddy of mine, Mr. McCartney, they're so bad this year.
Colorado?
The Buffs. Even he admits it. Yeah, his dad is.
Well, you'd have
his,
to be a moron not to admit that your team is 1-6.
Huh? So
yeah, we're
bad.
Pretty good out here.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, but you know, but look what Barkley does. He just runs it up. Six touchdown passes, 19 for 20 for like 391 yards or something, and they won. What was the score? Final score?
50-6.
Hey, it was real nice for you to get your second and third team quarterbacks in there. Really, really
well,
like
Barkley
that.
Well, Barkley is he's trying to get back his Heisman.
It's
trying to, yeah, well,
It's Lane Kiffin. Lane, how's your wife doing, by the way?
You had Barkley, right? Barkley is the quarterback.
I like Barkley, but he's not like what we had this year, buddy, in the draft. He ain't Andrew Luck, and he ain't RG3.
No, he's not. But is
he's a third-round draft choice, this guy.
No,
he won't be. He'll be a first round.
Yeah.
But compared to this group, Tannehill?
Oh,
awesome.
Okay.
Brandon Whedon just set a record.
When you look at this, the quarterback group that just got drafted in this last year's draft.
Best ever.
It's very comparable to when Phillip Rivers and Eli and Big Ben, when they came out. But I agree with you. What was the guy's name from San Diego?
It was so bad.
Phillip Rivers.
No, not him. The guy that was originally there.
Drew Brees?
Never mind.
That was the guy who was there.
It was a guy before you. You wouldn't remember this guy. He was the guy that went psycho on everybody. I'll think about it. Ryan Leaf. He got drafted by
I'm too old, you're
26, so you don't
know who Ryan Leaf is. He's so good.
Well, all right. Well, he was the guy I was thinking of.
He just got in trouble again with pills or something.
He got picked instead of Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Peyton was second. He was number one.
Yeah.
All right.
Norv Turner must have been drafting.
Norv Turner is a you-know-what with ears. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230. WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on Bruce Hall's Second Opinions, AM 1230 WFAS.
You are who I thought you were.
Yep, I'm still here. They keep me around.
Hey, if you want to get the Monday night game, give me a call anytime tomorrow after 12 noon. That's Eastern Daylight Time, 1-800-466-4748, 1-800-466-4748. I will have a play on the Monday night game. That's actually going to be one of my bigger plays on Monday night of the season.
The birds.
And I'm not even going to give it out today. That's right, I'm not. You're going to have to call my 1-800. Who is it? H-O-O-I-S-I-T. It's really easy to remember.
Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
Hey, let's get into the NFL games. We're done with college. Was it the first game, Roy? Who you got on there on my little sheet? And by the way, you can go to brucehallsports.com and follow along with us. If you can read English, I don't have it in Spanish. I don't have it in Arabic. I don't have it in anything except English. But if you have an English-speaking and writing
translate.
And reading friend next to you, like in your dorm, go get them and bring them out here and have them read this to you. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're going to start it off with Green Bay.
Did I say dorm?
Green Bay -5.5 at the St. Louis Rams. The over-under here is 45.5. And we're starting the show off right because this is my...
It's just pure luck.
Look at that. We're just started off great here. This is my straight cash homie play.
Hey, Randy, what's up? Randy, have you quit smoking doobies? Have you quit the reef?
I guess.
Oh, you don't have that.
I guess not.
I thought you were going to play that, Matt.
No, I thought the silence would be funnier.
Yeah, that's much funnier. Okay. Oh, that's good.
But yeah.
Let me do it.
Go for it.
I'm pretty sure the NFL does know what I do with marijuana.
That was spot on. Green Bay Packers.
Pretty close.
That was good.
It was probably better than I would have done.
But I have the Green Bay Packers -5.5. At the Rams. The Green Bay Packers showed up last week.
Yeah,
Their offense is back clicking.
Did they show up?
Philbin, it looked like they took a step back after Philbin went to Miami, took the Miami job. The offense wasn't as click, but they looked to get it together last week, and their defense was there as they shut down Houston. And now they're up against a Rams team. I think they got their swagger back. I think they're going to go in here and roll.
You know what? All you have to look is at the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. That Aaron Rodgers has seemed at times this year to have been struggling a lot. Looked like they got something together on their offensive line. They do have some injuries on their offensive line. They've got a lot of new guys in there. Mm-hmm. They even have a practice player or two that they've brought up that are getting some time. You gotta like Green Bay indoors, and I'll tell you why. Aaron Rodgers, his lifetime career, 115.7 quarterback rating indoors. We played him last year in the playoffs against Atlanta. It wasn't even close. I mean, they beat the crap out of him. Mm-hmm. No, it might have even been in a regular game last year, because I think it was the New York Giants that also went down there, and they played really well in the dome. Listen, a dome is like playing in a gym with really neat turf. You know, I mean, there's no wind. For the most part, the St. Louis fans are probably going to make some noise, but they don't get incredibly loud in St. Louis because they haven't won in a while.
Yeah.
Packers, 91% of the money. If you get a chance, Roy, pull up the NFL Vegas lines for me. I want to say it's somewhere between 85 and 95% of all of the money in Vegas is on the Packers. It's the only thing that scares me a little bit. But it doesn't mean that it's not going to hit. If Green Bay plays like they did last week, they're going to win this game by 17 to 24 points. I'm not convinced they're that good, though. Defensively, they're definitely not that good. They did whip Houston. That was without Brian Cushing, who was out for the first week. And, of course, we've had Steph Stradley on the show, and I've read Steph all week. She likes Houston this week, and we're going to get to them later. But that doesn't mean anything. You know, the NFL, Pete Rozelle was the guy that helped design a lot of the infrastructure and the way that the draft goes, and why the NFL is so balanced.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like one of the few leagues – baseball does it now — that has the worst teams get the best draft choices.
Yeah.
And that's one way to keep it from going. They're also the NFL is revenue sharing, which baseball doesn't really do. They, you know, they have this tax that they do, a luxury tax they call it. But baseball guys are just a bunch of dudes that kind of want their own thing and don't really care about anybody else. The NFL is the NFL because they do – they take the extra steps. And I got to tell you something. When I'm not sure, and I've been handicapping NFL football for a long time, when I'm not sure Green Bay is any good anymore, and they come out and just, you know, ruin the party for Houston last week, I took a couple of steps back. I've watched film of that game all week. They just beat them up.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was funny, the running back for the Houston Texans, Arian Foster came out this week, and it was one of the greatest interviews I've read. It was like 2 minutes long, but he said, hey, it's the NFL. 1 week we're going to be good. The next week the Packers are going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Everybody was burying the Packers. They beat us. Now they're in the top five in everybody's pick.
Yep.
Last week they were 15. Last week we were number one. Now we're number five. You know, he just started laughing right in the middle of the interview. He goes, dude, that's just the way it is. I think that's one of the greatest analysis of the NFL I've ever heard. But you know what, Roy? There's a couple of reasons that I'm staying away from this game in St. Louis. Number one, they're undefeated at home, St. Louis.
Yep.
They're 3-0. It's really the place to bet them. It's the place to play them. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
You don't play St. Louis on the road.
No, you definitely do not.
You don't play it when it's cold and rainy because, you know, they're not used to getting their shoes wet, okay? I'm going to pass on the game personally for a couple of reasons that I've already told you about, but I would not go against Aaron Rodgers. And this is your straight —
this is my straight cash, homie.
How do you pronounce that?
Straight cash, homie.
Cash, I can never
say it the way Randy does.
He's good.
I love Randy.
That's why he's a professional.
Matt, let's go to game number two.
Next up, we have the Buffalo Bills -3 over the Tennessee Titans. This total is 46.5, and we're just going back to back here.
Oh, my God. That's my straight cash homie play.
So basically, you can just not watch or listen to the last hour.
Thanks for coming.
Listen, you know, I had literally eight or nine plays in the National Handicappers Bowl today. Several for 3 stars, a couple for 4. Buffalo was my best pick, and I'm going to tell you why. This is a team that, as long as they're at home, which is where they play better. And, you know, it's going to be a little chilly up there today. It's going to be a little dark. It's not going to rain, but I think there's a chance of showers. The Tennessee Titans probably have as bad a defense as you can have in the NFL.
Pretty bad.
Buffalo has Ryan Fitzpatrick. They have C.J. Spiller averaging 7.6 yards per carry. They've got Fred Jackson, who's back, and he's about 90%, and he's not even the he doesn't get as many snaps as CJ does anymore, but he's great out of the backfield catching the ball. They've got
That's a good problem to have, though.
They got good receivers. Offensively, the Bills are intact. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they're one of the worst teams in the league, but when you're playing one of the worst offenses in the league, mm-hmm. and you're going to get into what we consider to be a shooting contest for the quarterbacks, I'll take Ryan Fitzpatrick over Matt Hasselbeck.
Whoever they throw, either one of them.
Well, Locker's not going to start. He's still out. Hasselbeck's getting the start. He should be a little bit better. You know, he's got Kenny Britt, who's not 100%, but he's back. They've got another receiver on the Tennessee Titans who's on my fantasy league team, and I couldn't even tell you what his name is, but he's caught passes for around 300 yards this year. He's pretty good. But I'm still taking Buffalo. This is going to be a Buffalo win, as far as I can see. 7.6 yards per carry is an amazing number for anything over 10, 15, 20 carries. And Spiller, he can break it. He does it a lot. I'll tell you another thing that's not helping. On the road this year, the Titans are 0-3. They're being outscored 106-31. Now, they've got a tough schedule. And this Buffalo team might be one of the worst teams they've played so far, but it's not a good time for them. I just think Buffalo, you know, last year they actually beat Buffalo 23-17, but the Tennessee team last year went 9-7 too, Roy. Mm-hmm. This team ain't going 9-7. Do you think?
No.
And what is Chris Johnson doing? Isn't he on your fantasy league team?
Yeah.
What is he doing? Is he just trying to stay healthy?
He's on my fantasy team.
Is he trying to stay healthy? Is that why he's diving?
I don't know what
into
he's
the,
doing.
Is that why he makes a cut and lays down every once in a while?
He's just sucking it up for me.
Well, this is a bigger game for the Bills.
What a jerk, hey, man.
You know what? This is a bigger game for the Bills because, you know, they are in the East. And everybody in the East, oh, by the way, the Buffalo Bills are tied for the lead in the AFC East.
I like to call it tied for last.
Listen, if they win this game, they're 4-3. Chan Gailey will probably dance naked at midfield exactly 1 hour after the game is over. And if that happens, I will let everybody know on my Twitter account. You can follow me on Twitter, and you really do need to do that, at Bruce Hall Sports. You can follow Roy at Sports Man Cave.
Yep.
You can follow us both at Bruce Hall Sports and at Sports Man Cave. Mm-hmm. So follow us. I'm going to take the Bills minus the 3 for 5 stars. This is my straight cash homie play. Next.
Straight cash homie.
Next game, man.
Next up, we have the Indianapolis Colts minus 1.5 over the Cleveland Browns. The total here is 46.
All right. You know, ever since this past week, by the way, Jimmy Haslam, the new owner of... They actually have a real owner who's going to live in Cleveland. Can you believe that? It's not Mark Lerner. It's the other Lerner in Cleveland that is related to the Lerners in D.C. that own the Washington Nationals, by the way. Huh. They all build shopping centers for a living.
Tyson's Corner is it's a payroll for the Washington.
They got rid of Mike Holmgren. Well, who didn't know that was going to happen? They relieved him of his duties. They're going to pay him for the rest of the year, but they're not going to need his help. Indy right now is a 1.5-point favorite. The total is 46 points, Roy. Last week, the Colts got crushed by your New York Jets. You Jet fans, they put it on them last week. That was after the very emotional win they got for Chuck Pagano, their coach with leukemia.
Yeah.
And you knew they were going to let down.
Yeah,
you knew traveling to New York. And as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure, Roy, you had
the Jets last week.
Yep. Donald Brown's out again for Indianapolis. I didn't even – you know how sure I am that nothing's going to happen here for Indy? I didn't even activate Reggie Wayne today. Wow. I activated a couple of other good receivers. I activated Mike Williams with Tampa.
I love Mike Williams.
He's unbelievable. Yeah. But anyway, listen, Brandon Whedon has improved dramatically.
He has. He knows where to stand during the national anthem now, so everything is starting to click.
We're going to be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk more about the NFL. We're going to go over all of the plays for today. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Right now, let me tell you now.
Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230, WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
We're wheeling and dealing.
That's right. We're going over our picks.
I just lost an all-pro tight end because I didn't know how to, like, I could have kept him. See, I thought I had to pick up another tight end, and I had to release
you
a tight end.
You thought you can only put in tight ends
I thought
tight
I could only have one tight end on my team.
Nope.
That's not true.
Enjoy Heath Miller.
I just got – well, you know what? Hopefully he'll go down with that foot injury for the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, good call. Now me and Matt are scrambling to the
scrambling.
It's unbelievable. Hey,
we both put the waiver claim in, but you're the one waiver, and I'm the nine waiver. So.
Yeah, well, I got Eli today. You know what? I had Andrew Luck last week, and I lost a game by 5 points. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't activate my new, you know, I picked.
Well, it was waiver wire.
Yeah, but I picked
so
up. No,
it was pending. It was. That's why you couldn't.
No,
him.
That's not right. It was. It was underneath.
You just pulled it out.
I didn't put it up. I didn't put it up. I saw it and thought he was on my team, and he was one like road down from where he needed to be. And I picked up Kai.
It was a good pickup.
Forbath.
He put up 10 points. Yeah,
Kai Forbath.
Yeah, that's his name.
He kicked a 50-yard field goal and the only field goal he tried. Hey, I figured
he put up 10 points. Yeah.
Listen, it's not like the Redskins kicker isn't going to get some work. He's going to get some work.
He will.
I mean, it isn't the Tennessee Titans we're talking about here.
Billy Cundiff was 1 for 5 or something.
He was so
bad. But when you're getting 5 attempts,
yeah, he should have been
a good
4 for 5.
Kicker, you know.
I'm passing on the Indy game,
but fantasy kicker.
Hey, listen, this is what people want to hear. Cleveland is a lot better now than they were 3 weeks ago. This is a team that mentally is a football team now.
This was a team that I had going
in
16.
And Pat Shurmur, who everybody wanted his head last year, all of a sudden now he's not such a stupid guy. He really is a good offensive mind. Trent Richardson's doing a great job. Even Montario Hardesty is doing well. Brandon Whedon, this 29-year-old rookie out of Oklahoma State that played minor league baseball, he's got a group of receivers. Granted, most of them can't hold on to the football when it's thrown right to them sometimes. But you know what they get, Roy? They get separation. They're always open. There's a guy named Little there that could be an all-pro if he could ever catch the ball.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you know, the guy that used to be the corner for the Washington Redskins when he was in Washington.
Now he's in San Francisco, Carlos Rogers.
Yeah, Carlos Rogers could, you know, drop 10 interceptions 1 year that were thrown right to him.
Yep.
Which was a stupid reason to get rid of him, to be honest with you. Now he's an all-pro in San Francisco. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm with Roy G. and Matt's over there on the box. I'm going to pass on this game, but I'll tell you what, if you held a gun to my head, I like the Browns instead of the Colts, but you don't want to go against the Colts in their place.
No.
And Luck's probably, I got Eli today against RG3 as opposed to Andrew Luck at home against Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I still think, Cleveland's defense is so much better now that they got their big cornerback. Joe Hayden, he made a difference last week. They won by 10 points. They beat Cincinnati like they weren't even there. Let's go to the next game, man.
Next up, we have the Dallas Cowboys -2 at the Carolina Panthers. The total here is 45.5.
It might even be 46 now. I'm pretty sure it is if you check. It was moving up yesterday. Dallas needs a win so bad. Look, they outplayed the Ravens.
It went down. It's
in
45,
Baltimore.
45 now.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm.
They played the Ravens, basically beat them up pretty good, did everything but win the game. They lost 31-29. They missed a 51-yard field goal at the end of regulation to lose the game.
Crazy that they were even in that position, the onside kick and everything.
And Webb and our boy Ray Lewis are out for the season.
Mm-hmm. Haloti Ngata is banged up. He's got a banged-up knee, but will play. And Suggs looks like he's at least on the roster.
Well, that's a different game. What I'm saying is those guys all left that game and gave the Cowboys a great shot at winning that game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just something about, there's something about the Cowboys very similar to the Redskins until RG3 has kind of like taken our minds off of the other problems we've had mm-hmm. in Washington. But Dallas still has it. It's almost like Tony Romo is hexed. It's like there's some kind of a, you know, somebody has put a curse on the guy. Because he can play great and lose. Dez Bryant caught 13 passes. Granted, it was only for 95 yards. And he dropped a two-point conversion that went right between his hands. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And then he was turning around screaming for interference, and there was no interference.
That's his thing.
Yeah, and you know what?
It's never his fault when he drops a ball.
I had him activated on my fantasy team last year. I didn't even activate him today because he's got a bad groin. He's probably not going to get as many plays as he got last week. But Dallas, if they can't beat the Carolina Panthers mm-hmm. in a town, Charlotte, North Carolina is full of Cowboy fans. I'm just telling you. There's Cowboy fans everywhere. In Charlotte, there's tons of them because mm-hmm. I've been to Charlotte.
Redskins fans down there too.
I've been to Charlotte, and you see as many Cowboy – you probably see more Cowboy equipment and shirts and hats – than you do Redskin stuff anymore. Definitely more than Carolina Panthers. Well, I mean, they're in Charlotte, and you don't even see a lot of Panther stuff. I just think that, you know, he's got a 97.7 quarterback rating through five games. But the Panthers are coming off of a bye week. You know they've been working on some stuff.
I hope they've been working on some stuff.
You know what's fun? Hey, I'm gonna throw a stat out there. DeMarco... D'Angelo Williams, the running back that Carolina gave all that money to at the start of the season, along with the other running back that they've got. And a lot of people were wondering, why didn't you give any defensive guys any money? Because we can't play any defense. Yeah. Two people in the history of the NFL with a minimum of 1,000 carries have ever rushed for a 5-yard average or more. One is Jim Brown. Would it scare you or surprise you if I said the other one's DeMarco? What's his name? D'Angelo Williams. Yeah. D'Angelo Williams is the other guy.
He's a split back with Jonathan Stewart.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot to be said about that. That's just not something that happens a lot. Ryan Khalil's out too, their center. He's done. He's not playing. I like the Cowboys here. I'm taking the Cowboys. I just don't see any way the Cowboys are going to – they play better on the road. You know why. The spaceship, mm-hmm. there's too much pressure.
Yep.
Jerry's up there. His son-in-law's cleaning his glasses. You know, the cameras are on Jerry 24/7. The 60-yard-long HDTV in the middle of the field is being watched instead of the game. Mm-hmm. There's a band behind me playing one of my favorite songs, so I'm going to miss the series because I want to go see this guy play this lick on this guitar I'm listening to. I'm just telling you, the Cowboys are better off on the road. Felix Jones will be in there instead of DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray, who's on my fantasy team, we will not be playing for a while. He's hurt.
Yeah.
I still like the Cowboys. I'm taking the Cowboys here for 4 stars. If they lose, they're 2-4. You know what that means? They're not going to be better than 8-8, which means they're probably not going to win the East, which means they're not going to the playoffs. If they don't go to the playoffs this year, heads are going to roll. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
It's got to be this year. I thought it was going
to
be last
year. They have too much talent to be left out of the playoffs.
All right, Matt, hit me.
Next up is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers +2.5 over the New Orleans Saints. The total here is 49.5.
Tampa is the only team last week, honestly, that I had a feel for. And what I mean by that is I knew they were going to win. I knew they were going to cover. And they won 38-10. Greg Schiano won his first game 16-10 when he beat Carolina Panthers that was in Tampa too. But nobody expected anything from them. Yeah. Then he comes out. They did play Tennessee.
I'm officially
That's why
off.
I'm also on Buffalo hard today. Yeah. But Tampa is getting 2.5 points against the New Orleans Saints today. You know, you're going to have to talk me into not taking Tampa. I did neither. I took the over. We're going to finish up on that. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We'll be back in a minute with more NFL football and some surprises.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can call and join in, 240-317-7294. We're going to be fielding some fantasy questions
here. That's our number?
I got a pretty good memory.
Oh my God, you must be young.
We'll be fielding some fantasy questions here in the next break. Right now we're going into some more games. We're talking that Tampa Bay Buccaneers-New Orleans Saints game, the line being plus 2.5 to the Bucs, over being 49.5. And you said you didn't like either, that you were taking the over in this. Which...
Well, you know what? Tampa should win this game, but New Orleans has so much pressure on them to win. Plus, what's his name starting today? He's going to get Jonathan Vilma.
Yeah.
He's dressing out, but he's hurt. And he's probably 20% or 30%.
I like the Saints.
It's going to be – well, you know, everybody has liked the Saints, and look at their record. They haven't exactly followed up on anything. And the reason they haven't, Roy, is their defense is so bad.
It's very bad, yeah.
But you got to like the over, because let me just tell you.
But Tampa Bay is...
No, Tampa will score.
Yeah, but their defense isn't much better than the Saints' defense.
That's
why I like your overplay.
Yeah, well, you got to like the over in this game. But they've been in a couple of games where the score hasn't been high scoring, but it will be high scoring today, because Tampa, number one, they're at home. Number two, Schiano looks like he likes being at home.
Yeah,
they've won two games at home. This could be their third win. And Tampa Bay, I mean, if you look at their record, I mean, this brings them, this, I think this puts them at 3-3 if they win this game. So, you know, what might be New Orleans saying goodbye to any offseason, you know, postseason chances would be saying hello to Tampa having a shot. Greg Schiano is somebody that New Yorkers probably don't like much, and I didn't like him either. I thought it was a real cheap play to, you know, when you're going into victory formation and you're taking a knee and you're pounding guys and somebody could get hurt. That's pretty stupid. You should just let the guys, you know, you do it like the longest yard. Let the guys come in and just throw the ball and hit them right in the crotch with a football as hard as you can. And then I'll probably put a stop to that real quick. But, you know, I just don't, you know, they haven't had the leadership. Without Sean Payton, and, you know, nobody's saying this. That's not true. Some people are saying it. But they didn't say it for a while. But when you don't have your head coach who has the feel for the team, and let's face it, Sean Payton is a pretty damn good coach. They should have never suspended him. That's just stupid. And all it's done, they're going to have the Super Bowl in New Orleans this year. How many security guys are they going to have to hire to protect Roger Goodell in New Orleans? How about, you know, the entire SWAT team of the New Orleans? You know, I just don't – my opinion on that is it was just a terrible PR move. They should have fined him $1 million, let him coach. They only fined the owner $500,000. Oh, that's right, because he has to vote on Goodell getting $20 million a year.
Didn't I read that Goodell handed the sanctions over to the previous commissioner?
Yeah. The guy that he's got as an arbitrator – is Paul Tagliabue, who was his employer for 12 years and who was the former commissioner of the NFL, who hired Goodell because he was the most like him, because he would continue to, you know, employ the practices that Tagliabue did. That's like a judge recusing himself and having his wife sit on the bench. You know, honey, you know, all you got to do is what I would have done. No big deal. And they wanted a different face, so here you go. That's just stupid. But I don't expect anything from Goodell that would be smart, to be honest with you. I just don't. I don't like him. But you know what? The Saints still have Pierre Thomas, Mark Ingram, Darren Sproles coming out of the backfield, catching, running the football. Jimmy Graham's not playing today. This is another reason I'm not on the Saints. Jimmy Graham is a tight end you can't cover. I mean, if you cover him, you got to cover him with two guys, because you're not going to bring him down with one, and you can't put a corner on him. Wouldn't you agree? Jimmy Graham's a lot like Gronkowski. He's a monster. He's, what is he, 6'7", 265, 270?
I don't have Jimmy Graham showing up on the injury report.
He's not playing. He's out. Trust me.
I mean, I believe you.
I don't know what you're looking at, but find something else. I'm going to pass on the game, but I like the Bucks here at home. I do like them controlling the ball. They are going to run the football. This guy is a ground and pound guy, and a win here would bring him to 3-3. If you got to play the game, people, and you're in a pick one, pick Tampa Bay. I just don't see anything good coming. I think the over is the play. I've got the over for 5 stars. Because I think it's going to be a 38-35 game.
Yeah, he didn't travel to Tampa. I don't know why he's not showing up on the injury list.
Yeah, I don't either. It's just that there's so many injury lists, too. And they're being updated all the time. Go to the next game, Matt.
Next up is we have the Houston Texans -7 over the Baltimore Ravens. The over-under here is 45.
Is that really what you see?
That's what your report says.
Actually, you haven't gotten my current one then. Hold
Houston
on.
Is 6.5.
That's fine. We'll go back. Remind me to go back to Minnesota, Arizona when you're done, because that's right before that.
It moved to 6.5.
All right. Houston, I've got. Is it really 6.5? Mm-hmm. Good for me, because I like Houston, but I did not release him. And the reason I didn't release him is I'm not convinced that their defense isn't almost totally dependent on Cushing in the middle. I mean, this guy, from what I'm seeing, the way they looked last week, mm-hmm. they were totally lost on defense. And they have a great defensive coordinator. They're going to be fine. Ladarius Webb and Ray Lewis are out. Yeah. The corners are probably where it's going to hit them worse. Mm-hmm. Ray wasn't helping them defensively, especially being hurt. This was going to be his last year, by the way, anyway. I don't think he's coming back. There's no way. He's going to be a coach. Here's what I don't understand. Ray didn't make the trip. How does Ray not make the trip? Remember when you and I talked last year? He's the best defensive coach they have.
Yeah, but he's a restricted what is it, on the injury report or whatever. He's not on the IR. They didn't put him on the IR. They put him on – he can still come back this year. They didn't shut him down.
No, I understand that, but he could have made the trip is what
I'm
saying.
Right, but I think that he's hammering in some rehab, and they're looking for him to come back.
Well, they may have to because –
even to dress.
Well, your boy T. Sizzle's dressing out and may get a few snaps
and
today.
And they cut Sergio Kindle, who they drafted in the second round in 2010.
They hated that kid.
Well, that opens up for
Redskins should draft.
Suggs.
The Redskins should pick him up, put him on the practice squad.
Anybody should. I mean, he's a player.
He was a second-round draft choice. What is he doing wrong? I mean, is he just a moron or something?
I don't know.
That's the problem with the NFL. When that happens, that's what people think. This guy's just a problem. There's got to be something there. This week, anyway, the Ravens, they're in Houston. Houston just got embarrassed by the Packers last week. Are they going to lose 2 in a row at home?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
You took Baltimore here. You know what? I like Houston, but not 6.5. I'm passing on the game. I just don't see it. Do you?
I think you see the Ravens, like
the 6.5.
I think the Ravens not only cover, but I think they win, and this is the upset of the week.
You know, the corners, Jay Joseph, they've been having problems in Houston. They're not really doing what they expect them to do out there. Mm-hmm. But they still have Arian Foster. I mean, they can still pound ball. Baltimore, I want to say they're 27th in the league in rushing defense.
Their defense is not what you expect out of a Baltimore defense.
It's not going to get any better anytime soon.
But at the same time, they're holding teams to 19, 20 points a game. I think their average is something like 19.7 or something.
Well,
that's still a decent defense.
The Cowboys should have scored 40 on them.
Yeah, but should have.
But they scored 29 and they missed a field goal and they turned the ball over 3 times. I'm just saying, this could go either way. Just do me a favor, don't cry. And I know how upset you'll be because isn't this your straight cash homie?
No.
Oh, it's not. That's right. Who's
Packers,
your straight
the Packers?
Yeah. Who last week embarrassed Texas?
The Baltimore Randy. Is on our Beat the Pros pick, which you guys can enter at WFASAM.com. Go to Beat the Pros. That's what it is, right? Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, we're getting beat regularly lately.
You go to Beat the Pros. This is my upset pick. Well, we had to pick the 5 and then the 1 upset. This is my upset.
You know what I got here? I got the over. I got the over because Baltimore is going to score because of the Cushingless mm-hmm. Houston Texans.
I mean, the Ravens have a lot of weapons.
Yeah, well, but I think the winner's in the 30s here, and the total's mm-hmm. 45. What are you looking at? 45?
45, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like the over in that game. They're playing basically semi-indoors. I'm taking it. All right, now we're coming to some ball games here.
Next up is the Minnesota Vikings -7 over the Arizona Cardinals. That total is 40.5.
All right, listen, I got to see this kid last week, Christian Ponder. Boy, has he improved in a year. I also found out he's dating some hottie from ESPN. It's a
is he?
Yeah, you got. It was on.
Well, there we go. GQ.
She was beautiful. She was beautiful. But anyway, she blonde, gorgeous, all that. But and she works game day on Saturday with all those guys with
Aaron Andrews.
Is no, he dating Aaron not Andrews? Her. She's a.
Oh, here she is.
Aaron Andrews is a psycho.
Samantha Steele.
Aaron Andrews is a psycho.
He's dating Samantha Steele. I know Samantha. Yeah, she's a good
Samantha Steele on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 10.5. Aaron Andrews is a 4 just because of who she is. Anyway, here's what I like.
No comment.
Well, number one, listen, Minnesota's given up, what do you see, 6.5, 6, 7?
What did I say?
It was 7 early on.
7 now.
Yeah,
and,
you know,
let me go to the lines.
Well, you know what? Arizona has stayed close
7
to 7. Most everybody they play all year because of what? Their defense.
Mm-hmm.
And their defense is getting tired of their offense. They don't have a running back. They really don't. Their top two guys are out indefinitely. They're not going to be able to run the ball against Minnesota that well anyway. I saw Minnesota last week. Minnesota can rush the passer. John Skelton is in there instead of Kevin Cobb. Kevin Cobb was any world beater, but he's better than Skelton right now. And you know what's the problem with John Skelton? John Skelton can't move in the pocket.
Mm-hmm. And you know who's coming at him?
Allen. Jared Allen. And Jared Allen, I think he got a sack and a half last week.
Yeah, I think he has 6 on the season.
Yeah, but he only had one. After 3 or 4 games, he's getting warmed up. Mm-hmm. And the other guy on the other side has got like 4 or 5. This is a team that has good linebackers and good defensive linemen. Arizona is just going to have to throw. They're going to know where Skelton is. They're going to hit him repeatedly. If Minnesota, you know what the Cards' record in the Metrodome is? 0-7.
Is it really?
0-7. I just don't see any way that this isn't a big play for Minnesota. I took Minnesota for three or four stars. I can't remember. If you go to my website, you can find out. But I like this game a lot. I just think, as much as I like Wisenhunt and Russ Grimm and all the guys that coach for the Cards, I love their defense. I love their special teams.
You took them for 3.
I did.
It means anything.
I took them for yeah, it does. I mean, if you notice, I had a lot of plays today.
You did have a lot.
There
of
were
plays.
A lot of plays I liked. There's a lot of toss-up type games today.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean, and I read a great article that I'm going to hopefully brought with me that was in the Washington Post this morning about home team percentages and winning and stuff like that.
This season it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, no, it's not. It's actually a lot less than you'd think.
Is it starting to come back down to earth? Because the first 2 weeks
it's almost 50-50 right now, but it's 53% pretty much lifetime winning at home.
Yeah.
And that's, they think that the point spread difference for a home play game is 2.5, somewhere in that range. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's all based on something else. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. You don't really need to talk about it.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, do you want to try and beat the pros of WFAS? Send us an email at WFAS.sports@gmail.com and submit your picks each week and try to win great FAS prizes. Compete against Bruce Hall, myself, and WFAS FM's Mike Allen, and the rest of the Sunday sports crew each week to win. This week's prize is $50 gift certificate to Augie's Family Italian Restaurant in Larchmont, which we both love. So get your picks in each week and check out WFAS Bruce Hall's Second Opinion right now. And a scorecard to follow on Facebook as well for daily updates.
That was excellent, Roy.
Thank you.
That was Roy Edwards from SportsManCave.com and more recently from a wake up in Morgantown, West Virginia, where
We won't go there. You listen to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce. And we've already kind of beat Houston Baltimore like a dead bovine or whatever.
Like a pick your.
You know what? You know what, though? I like the over. Roy likes Baltimore. And I think you're safe with both of those. And, you know, if you're one of those kind of guys that likes to do both, take Baltimore and all those points in a teaser and bust the over down 6 points, if you know what I'm talking about.
So now, Bruce, now we face a dilemma. Do you want to get get into the New York games, or do you want to save those last?
Absolutely. No. We're doing
straight into the New York games?
Yeah, we're doing Washington, New York Giants first.
All right. Well,
and this is, in my opinion, the game. Matter of fact, hopefully I will not get a speeding ticket headed home.
The Washington Redskins +6 at the New York Giants. The total here is 51.
I don't know who to root for here. I mean, I'm a Washington fan born and bred, but I'm a big Eli fan. I'm a big Giant fan. Became a bigger Giant fan last year with a show in New York and then winning the Super Bowl and catching all that crap from New Yorkers telling me how stupid I was when they lost 4 or 5 in a row at midseason, and they came back and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, unlike you, I was not born and bred. I was born in a hospital, and I like the Redskins here.
You weren't born and bred?
Mm-mm, I was born in a hospital.
Born and
bred. Like a normal person.
Right now, the Giants, hey, but you know what? Right now, they're... Last week, they were in late season form.
Hair
flip. You know what? Last year, it took the Giants 14, 15 weeks to get where they needed to get, right?
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're in the week 7. And last week in week 6, they looked pretty damn good in San Francisco. Look, when you beat up a team like they beat up San Francisco last week, and that's a team that has a payback you know, they have a payback situation from last year where, you know, they told everybody in the world they should have been in the Super Bowl, basically. They did. But that doesn't surprise me with Harbaugh. His ego won't even fit in Candlestick Park. But he's a great coach, no question. He doesn't have – I mean, Tommy Coughlin, very, very laid-back guy, gets a little excited from time to time, but what you see is what you get with Tommy Coughlin, two of the best coaches anywhere. You got – And I would say Tom's definitely in the Hall of Fame now. And you got another guy coaching against him today in Mike Shanahan, who's borderline.
Yeah.
Because he's got hey, listen.
He's got to do a lot better than he's done in Washington.
Both of these guys, Roy, have two different rings from two different teams in the NFL. And that means they've won two Super Bowls each. Generally speaking, those are the guys that get into Canton. They make it to the Hall of Fame. Now, right now, I would say the Giants, unless everybody that listens to my show knows my rule. And if I had paid attention to my rule last week, I'd have been on the Giants in San Francisco. But no, I wasn't. I was on San Francisco. Well, I like the Giants today, but my rule is what, Roy?
Don't play suck teams?
No, don't play them at home.
The Giants. They'll play the Giants.
That's very funny. You're
don't that is get, one of your rules, though.
Yeah, but that's one of my rules, but not the one that has anything to do with Washington and the
you
Giants.
Don't play the Giants.
The closest team to a suck team with this is Washington, but they're not a suck team. They're a very average team right
but
now.
But the, what you're saying is you don't
what
play
I'm
the,
saying
the Road
is
Warriors.
It's hard to play the Giants given 6, 6.5, 7. God, if you're in New York, it might even be 8 points. But this is going to be the best game to watch today. They're in late season form. Now, the Redskins, I normally wouldn't say this. This kid, it's only his first year. This is his rookie year. But Robert Griffin, except for that stupid slide he made when he slid right into a guy that just drilled him 2 weeks ago, is everything we thought he would be and more. He's the talk of the league. Last week, he ran an 83-yard kickoff, 83-yard play from scrimmage for a touchdown. Two guys had an angle on him, and they didn't even touch him. He gets into the end zone just looking over his shoulder. They said he ran the last 40 yards in 4.1 seconds. Now, that's probably true, but he started running full speed when he hit the 40-yard line. So it was probably a 4-4. I don't like the Redskins here, though. And I'll tell you why I don't like the Redskins here. They may cover this game, absolutely. But the Giants have looked a little better at home this year, except for the Cowboy game, first game. They've won at home.
Mm-hmm.
I like them today to win the game. I'm afraid of the spread because with Robert Griffin at the helm for Washington. They can score fast. So, you know, Giants could be up 21 points going into the fourth quarter, still not cover this game. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, that's very possible. I think the Giants have a much better defense than Washington, but not terribly better. They definitely have a little bit better secondary. They can rush the quarterback, but we can run the football. The Washington Redskins can run the football, and they will hand the ball off to their rookie running back from Florida Atlantic.
Alfred Morris.
And he will get 4.6, 4.7, 4.8, 5 a carry because Pierre Paul, Justin Tuck, you know, me, what's his name? Mianukwa? Kianukwa? Whatever his name. All of their...
Umanyora?
Umanyora. OC Umanyora. But there's also another guy that has an African or a island name that I can't pronounce. I can never pronounce it. All I'm saying is those guys are pass rushers, okay? If we run the football, what does that do? That equalizes it because they can't rush the passer if we're running the ball.
The Giants have a very
first
good,
and second yeah, down.
They have a very good front seven, arguably one of the best in the league. And that's what gave Frank Gore and the 49ers trouble last week. And the Washington Redskins are one of the top rushing teams in the NFL right now because of Alfred Morris, what you're talking about, and Robert Griffin III running that pistol option play. So I think this is the Redskins are going to have to throw the football, which they're not afraid to do, but they're going to have to establish the run to open up the passing game that they've looked so good doing through the first however many weeks.
Yeah, they're going to have to roll him out a little bit because they're not going to let him sit in a pocket with those guys out there very long because they're tall, they're big, and they will be pushing towards him. I like the over in this game. The over's 51. I still like it because I see the Giants, honestly, and I don't think I released this as a total. You can check and see if I did. But it's 51 points. Is it still 51?
He said, I'm going to release the Giants minus the points. And Vegas line is 50-50.
I did. I released. I did release the Giants minus 6. I had them at 6 when I did it for 3 stars, and that was last night.
Mm-hmm.
The Vegas line is actually, last night it was 50-50. You never see that. 50% of the money with the line involved was on the Redskins. 50% was on New York. You know what that is? That's a bookmaker's dream.
The total has gone up to 51.5 now.
Well, you know why? Because they found out Bruce Hall Sports liked the over. No, I tell you what, I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to take Washington for a little bit. And I'll tell you what, it's not a bad exotic. You get Washington plus 12, plus 12.5, and over 45.5. That's doable.
Yeah.
I don't know. And if you love the Giants just to win the game, do it the other way. Take the Giants even. Plus the over 45, 45.5.
Mm-hmm.
That's also very fun to watch. You know, if you're just playing a game with your neighbor or something is what I'm saying. Of course, we're not talking about gambling or anything.
Nothing like that.
New York Jets. Let's talk about the Jets.
Next up,
it's hard to get too excited about the Jets.
Next up, we have the New York Jets plus 10.5 at the New England Patriots. The total here is 47.5. And Bruce, I did something that I've never done before.
You played the Jets.
I played the money line, which I never do.
Oh, on the Jets
on a top play, and this is my number 4
yeah,
top
but
play.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
It's
what,
the money line.
3-1.
No, it's not money line on New England. It's the New England
to
win straight
then
up.
That's like 3 or 4 to 1.
Yeah,
that's a. Oh, you mean you play the money line on New England?
Yeah, which I never do money lines, and this is
well, you know what? I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys in Las Vegas that make a living doing what you just did there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad play. That's not a bad play. You know what I did? I released New England as a 4-point play minus 10.5 points.
Yeah.
Do you know why? They're going to crush the Jets.
Yeah.
Because I've watched New England long enough. I know enough about the Pats at home.
Yeah.
I say that in parentheses.
The check is in the mail.
Hey, speak, please speak into my lapel. I just think the Pats are going to crush him. You know what? Mark Sanchez is completing less than 50% of his
passes.
He's
looked very, very bad.
And it's not just Mark Sanchez. You know what? I read an interview. It's not Mark Sanchez. It's their personnel. Why don't they have Plaxico Burress? I mean, Plaxico Burress would at least give him another tall guy that can catch.
Stephen Hill hasn't looked that bad, though.
Yeah, but Stephen Hill, he's a rookie.
I mean, he's not a big name receiver, and he's not Plexico Burress.
He needs a veteran there to show him the ropes, is what he needs.
And
he's
exactly
out.
Right.
Their vet's out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who's their healthy wide receiver now?
I mean, Stephen Hill is basically probably the only guy I could name.
They have no chance today to play with
not
New
in
England
shootout.
Up there.
Absolutely. Not
and do you
in
know
shootout.
What I like here? I like the over because it's a hedge, basically.
47.5.
Yeah, if you're going to take New England for 5 stars, you got to take the over for 2 or 3.
If you like New England to cover the 10.5, they're going to have to put up some serious.
They're going to put up, in my opinion, 44 to 48 points, and I think the Jets get 20.
That's what I did with the Seattle game. I hedged it. I said Seattle to cover.
Boy, that was a tough one with the defense.
Yeah.
So.
And I said, or if it doesn't happen, then I like the
that
over.
That was a 38-point total. How did you end up with that? Okay.
I pushed.
It's not bad. That won't help you. Hey,
no.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and to protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm a realtor. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230. If I go, there will be trouble.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
It's
going to
be a great football day in the NFL today, by the way. And tonight, you got to watch and you got to root for my San Francisco Giants, who will be playing the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm so tired of the Cardinals. Aren't you tired of the Cardinals?
Yes.
I'm tired of the Cardinals, okay? Tired. T-I-R-E-D. Did you see the game Barry Zito threw the other day? Do you know that Barry Zito with the San Francisco Giants, who signed an incredibly long, expensive contract for 8 years, 7 years ago, and basically was the brunt of jokes for 5 years. Wouldn't you agree? Mm-hmm. Nobody liked Barry because he couldn't win anymore. They've won 13 straight games that Barry Zito has started. If it wasn't for Barry Zito this year, the Giants wouldn't be where they are right now. Because Timmy Lincecum, a 2-time Cy Young Award winner,
big-time Timmy G,
is not done real well. There's something devastatingly wrong with him. It's not a pretty picture to watch. He's better off in the pen. And tonight, Ryan Vogel's song will go up against Chris Carpenter, and Vogey will bring it home. And then I got to figure out how much I can afford to spend to go out to San Francisco and see Game 7. Up. Knock on wood. I want to talk about it. Back to football.
Call now, actually, 240-317-7294. Get on the lines.
If you think we're crazy,
call now. To ask your fantasy football questions. We're going to get into that right as we're finishing
yes, we
up
are.
These,
yes, we are.
These plays.
All right, go ahead.
So,
We got two more games.
Two more
I
games,
right
and then
here.
we're taking your calls.
All right, here
Oakland
we go.
Raiders -6 over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
This is an easy one for me.
Total
Oakland,
here is 45.
Oakland had a bye week.
Yep,
they did some work.
We're on the same
Jacksonville's
page.
Been outscored 99-16 on the West Coast.
Alabama could beat Jacksonville.
I was on the phone with Raleigh McKenzie earlier this week, who works for Reggie, and he's a good friend of mine, and he seems to think the Raiders, they're going to be building slow, and I agree with him. But I like the Raiders in this play because Jacksonville, they're going all the way out west. They don't show me anything. I don't know how much MJD is into it anymore. I really don't. If you were him, would you care with this team?
Well,
it's hard.
He just got paid.
Yes, he did. He just got paid, but look how long it took him to get paid.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Raiders minus the points to cover at home, period.
Me too.
I got 6. What does it say recently?
This is 6. Let me look again.
The recent, it's probably still 6.
Hit the refresh, and it is it's 6.
Yeah. All right, good. I'm taking that play, not playing the over-under. I'm hoping Oakland's defense. Dennis Allen was a defensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos. I'm hoping that some of his teachings get through to his guys. But Oakland is like a lot of teams right now. They're a long ways from having the personnel to be a winner. Pittsburgh-Cincinnati, this is the biggest game in the North today.
Yeah.
I mean, this is bigger than Houston-Baltimore, in my opinion. Pittsburgh is the favorite. You know, that
by,
just
I mean
they're a 1 point favorite. It's basically a pick game. But if Cincinnati can't beat the Steelers without their offensive line intact, without they don't even have a running back that I know who's going to start. They didn't know who was going to start at running back today because Redmond's out too. Rashard Mendenhall is out. Everybody is out. Ben's going to throw the ball 60 times today.
And he's my fantasy quarterback.
And guess who leads?
Boom!
Yeah, well, that's good for you. Is he really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
If he's healthy, because you know who leads the league in sacks? Cincinnati. They got the number one and the number two sack leaders in football. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, they don't have Troy Polamalu either.
Polamalu.
Troy Polamalu. Anyway, Mendenhall and Redmond are out for the game. Geno Atkins is the guy I was trying to remember. He has 6 sacks. Michael Johnson has 5. And they have like, I don't know, they have like 9 guys that have 1 sack each. If the Bengals cannot beat this Steelers team at home, when you and I both and a lot of quote-unquote experts picked the Bengals to maybe win the North this year, they're done. Wouldn't you agree? If they can't win this game at home, they're done. I'm going to take the Bengals plus the 1 point. I just think they're going to win the game outright. I really do.
I'm going the opposite way. Not that it really matters. Big Ben.
Well, good. Well, then you and I, after the show, we're going to get together on our 5 because we're not going to have time to do it right now. Are we? What were we going to talk about? Oh, we're going to talk about
some fantasy football.
Pull up your fantasy football. If you want to talk fantasy, give us a call.
240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. We will answer all of your fantasy football
questions.
And until
then, we're going to talk about our fantasy teams.
Yep. And I will pull up the league right now, which, Bruce, until you forgot to put
the kicker
in. Tell
him how stupid I was. I picked up a kicker last week, and I left him on the line under where he needed to be.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb.
I didn't raise him up. Plus, I benched Eli Manning. I know. I'm stupid. And took Andrew Luck, who did not throw a touchdown pass last week.
Benching Eli last week probably wasn't the worst of worst things to do because he was up against San Francisco.
Who knew the Giants were going to go beat the crap out of San Francisco?
Exactly. But both of us are in the playoff hunt.
All right, read off your team right now.
We're both in the playoff hunt. I'm tied for 6th, and you are tied for – well, you're in 3rd, no tie.
That stinks.
But you were in 1st.
I know.
So
keep going.
But yeah,
read me off your list, quick.
Matt, you and Kyle are bringing up the rear here.
I'm tied for 6th.
You're in the rear.
Listen,
bringing
to
it up the rear.
I'm tied for 6th.
But I have as I pull my team up,
I'm no Team Ramrod here.
It doesn't matter.
Team Ramrod.
Hey, read out your list.
But today my starters are Christian Ponder, who is a
I love him.
He's a replacement. If you guys can go out and get Christian
Ponder. He's going to win today. He's going to throw 3 touchdown passes.
Christian Ponder is available in a lot of leagues. So is Andy Dalton, two people that you might want to pick up. I'd say Andrew Luck but he's not available in a lot of leagues. I have Marquise Colston and Wes Welker, who are both.
Colston is going to play today.
Both big starts, especially Wes Welker. I think he's had 300-yard games.
4, I think.
So he's a must start. I have Chris Johnson and Marshawn Lynch both starting. Chris Johnson, he's coming off of a big game, and as we've if
was
past
isn't Seattle? Seattle's not playing. Didn't they play the other night?
Seattle played on Thursday night.
So you're not going to get Marshawn Lynch today, buddy. You need to change that.
Marshawn Lynch already played.
I know.
I got 12 points.
Well, he had a great game, too.
He had a decent game.
All right. Is that everybody for you?
I got Dennis Pitta, who is basically starting in place of Jacob Tammy for me. Dennis Pitta.
Yeah, next week it'll be the guy that I let go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was stupid.
And then I got Torrey Smith.
Hey, he's going to do good. He'll catch a touchdown pass today. Mm-hmm.
Kicker's Mike Nugent.
Matt, you got your team over there? You want me to do my team?
And the JETS.
I actually want to
defense.
Hurry up. Let's go. Come on.
The firm, please. I just offered you I asked you for Alfred Morris for Drew Brees.
Are you going to trade Drew Brees?
Brees for Alfred Morris?
I have RG3. If the firm offered it.
I'll give you Dez Bryant for Drew Brees.
Who's the firm?
I don't know. That's why.
If you guys follow, us on Twitter and Facebook, we opened up this league for our fans
for everybody. You can join anytime you want. We'll throw you in third or fourth.
I'll read you who I have.
I'll sell you my team for a real cheap price.
I'll tell you who I have.
I'm in third,
and you'll understand why.
Hurry up, let's go. Come on.
All right, I got Robert Griffin the third, so I'm okay in quarterback. Yeah. I got Larry Fitzgerald, Hakeem Nicks. My running backs are William Powell and Ben Tate.
William Powell is going to start.
Wow,
he's going to start. Ben Tate will get about.
Are those
a third
because
of
your
the,
team? Is that because you have
sure
running
ben
backs
Tate's
on bye? Or
no, it's because I have running backs that had their legs.
Have you? Have
something.
You?
Can I ask, everybody I
have you
checked?
Have you checked the injury report, Matt?
That's what.
Yeah, you need to hit the waiver wire.
Yeah,
buddy.
That's what I did, and that's all I could find. We have him that one.
Well, here's who I've got: Eli Manning. I got Reggie Wayne, Mike Williams.
Yeah,
wide
I'm
receiver.
Mike Williams is a good pickup for fill-in this week.
He was awesome last week, and I didn't have him activated.
Not many people have him.
Arian Foster, and I picked up Danny Woodhead this week.
That's a good pickup.
Because I let go Donald Brown of Indianapolis, who's hurt, and he's not going to do anything anyway. And Danny Woodhead, because the number two back behind Ridley is out this week, Woodhead's going to get probably 15, 20 touches today.
He could. I got
Fred Davis, too. I picked him up. I couldn't believe he was there. I would say Fred Davis is going to catch 4 or 5 passes today in New York. He may even catch a touchdown pass. You never know. Kendall Wright is the guy I was trying to remember. I picked him up about 2 weeks ago. He's a wide receiver. Tennessee's their leading receiver. He's got 33 receptions. They're at Buffalo, who has no defense, but they're going to lose anyway. And then that's it. That's who I have. Oh, I got Kai Forbath. Kicking for the Redskins today, and I have the Dallas defense, which really isn't a bad defense to have against Carolina because they can't score, right?
Yeah.
Steve Smith has 0 touchdowns. You know that?
Yeah.
Who's got Steve Smith in our league?
Nobody.
God.
But, Matt, somebody that you might want to look at picking up running back-wise, he's big on the waiver wire this week. In a lot of leagues, some leagues he's already gone. That would be Daryl Richardson of the St. Louis Rams.
Oh, he's a stud.
I just picked up Jonathan Stewart from Carolina.
Oh, that was a good
pickup.
That's pick
a good pickup, too. Mm-hmm.
That's the other guy besides
D'Angelo Williams yeah,
that they gave an incredible amount of money to.
A real starting running back. So
well,
he's split.
Well, there's not many pure starting quarterbacks or running backs in the league.
A great deal. Give me
you're not going to find a Ray Rice on the waiver wire.
He's not playing this week, Matt, but I'll give you DeMarco Murray this week, and I'll take Drew Brees for him. Give me Drew Brees for DeMarco Murray. I'll do it right now.
That's a great trade.
We'll have to do it via handshake because your boy ain't playing.
I need to see the numbers first. I have to do my due
diligence. We're just trade raping here on Bruce Hall's second opinion.
You know what? I got to tell you. You know, fantasy, when we were doing this draft, I was in New York. It was the week I was up there for the Giants preseason game.
A lot of trusty.
And I was doing – yeah, you actually picked Arian Foster for me.
Well, he wanted Aaron Rodgers, and I was like,
I did want Aaron
Rodgers. He had the number one overall pick, and he wanted Aaron Rodgers. It's like, Bruce.
I had the first and the, 16th pick?
Yeah.
Or no, I had the
first.
No,
the first
and
the
16th
the 24th.
24th pick. Then I had the 25th pick. And I think I took Reggie Wayne. You know, I have Reggie activated today, and I sure hope he comes through at home. I bet he does. Danny Woodhead is going to be doing something today. I'm going to tell you, there are 3 or 4 games today you can't miss. If you're a Giant fan, you got to tape the Redskin game if you're watching like Red Zone or something so you can go back and watch every play because there's going to be a ton of good plays in the Redskin game. Maybe not so many for the Redskins, but there'll be quite a few for New York. Let me tell you something. New York Giant fans, our defensive secondary for the Washington Redskins sucks. They're horrible. D'Angelo Hall, what do you think? Plays off 12, 15 yards off guys. If he presses, just turn his hips. You can go anywhere you want. He'll have to tackle you to stay close to
we
you.
We just got a Twitter. Would you rather play Cam Newton or Joe Flacco today?
Flacco, without a doubt.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't see Cam Newton. I don't think. Tampa's got, I mean, well, what do you think? It's Dallas.
I'd go with Cam Newton simply because you're going to get those rushing yards. You're not going to get any rushing yards out of Flacco. I think Cam Newton, he's going to be in a shootout.
But wasn't Flacco one of your picks?
No, I don't
know. No, but Baltimore was one of your picks.
Yeah,
today.
I like Baltimore.
Well, you know what? Take Cam Newton because you know he's one guy on that team that can actually get some yards. You're listening to Bruce Hall. It was a great show. We'll see you next week on AM 1230 WFAS.